coming! We're doing podcast stuff. Hey, this is Twisted Cat.
And this is, I believe it was Bystander 1.
I think you were Bystander 1, yeah.
I think I was Bystander 1.
So, we just saw Joe Jackson at the Orpheum in Los Angeles.
At the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles, yes.
And he did a solo set, which was very piano bar.
It was all piano. It was adorable. It was very intimate. And I almost hate to say his heart wasn't into it. It felt very much like he was going through the numbers. He was like he was doing fan service is what it felt
like. Sure, a little bit, yeah. You know, I do have to say that the first song that he played, David off of The Fool?
Yes, I believe that's right.
Was very, very early David Bowie, like Davy Jones era.
Okay.
Like it reminded me very much of the Love You Till Tuesday soundtrack, which was fascinating. And I'd never heard him do stuff like that before, which was kind of cool. And he hit like most of the big hits.
He did Steppin' Out, which the version of it was amazing. It was intimate. It was adorable. What else did he do?
Gosh.
Like I can tell you the second part of the set, cause that was just way too much fornicating fun. But the first part of the set, like it really felt like his heart was just not into it.
He was having a little fun with it, but he wasn't into it.
Yeah. It was fun, but not what he was waiting. He was waiting. Like he did the second part and he just fucking had a blast.
Okay. So the second part of the show was based on his newest album.
It is called What a Racket. And the idea is that, and I don't know if this is true or not, because I've done a little bit of research and if I ever interview him, I will corner the maternal fornicator and I want to know if Max Champion was a real person. So the idea is that Max Champion was a lost, forgotten vaudevillian performer.
Music hall.
Which was
the British version of vaudeville.
Yes, thank you. Pre-World War I. And the idea is that quite possibly you hear nothing of Max Champion post-World War I. And the idea, either the story or in reality, is that Max Champion either died in the war or just faded away to obscurity. And that's where it starts. And the album is him doing this person's songs. It could just be Joe Jackson doing a bit. I am not sure. I don't know.
Either way, it's very 1910 sort of music.
It is very music hall, and it is amazing. I fell in love with this album. I have been playing this album pretty much on repeat, nonstop, for about 5-6 months, and I hummed along, bounced along, knew about 80% of the songs, and the kid next to me was looking at me like I had three heads. And I had, you know, and I'd given birth to a 78 Triumph Spitfire right in front of him. Like, like I was getting the weirdest looks from this child. Like, he couldn't have been, you know, a spit over 19. And he was looking at me like, how the fuck does this idiot know all these songs?
It's the latest album.
And it was interesting because most people did not know the album. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of perplexed looks, and I... given a chance, I was going to bounce out of that seat.
Yeah.
A lot of it is very oompa. It has I guess the best way I could equate it is 1910 hardcore. It is adorable. He did the entire album. And I basically knew what he was going to do by the way that he described it. And it was just stupid, stupid, stupid fun. And he did it. I mean, the faithfulness with which he did the album was incredible. What a Racket. I knew the little jokes he was going to tell because they're the same jokes he tells on the album.
Now, on the album, does he go into as much explanation as he did in the show? Because I really appreciated that.
No, he does not. There is almost no explanation.
Okay.
It's the little wisecracks. Like on A Sporting Life, I never mind the sight of blood. And then there's an audience or the background yelling sight of blood, which is why at that moment I make a point not to yell. And it was a very intimate setting. So like you couldn't fucking like sing along with it. You'd be a fucking asshole, but you can mouth the words and almost bounce out of your seat as you're doing it. Especially like there are songs on that album, which are such incredible fun. Sporting Life is just stupid, stupid fun. Monty Mundy is Maltese is redonkulous and just a blast to sing along to. And it's just a really, really fun tune.
He has it our song. I love me a good patter song. I grew up on Gilbert and Sullivan, so I love patter songs. He had a patter song, which I very much appreciated.
A Thespian's Life.
Yes, yes. That was fun.
Yes, that one is oodles of fun, and it is tough as hell. I didn't even try to sing along with that one.
Sure, well, it's a patter song. It's supposed to be hard to sing along with.
The Worst Things Happen at Sea, which is how they closed the show, mm-hmm. was just, it just always melts my heart. It absolutely melts my fucking heart. It's just a great little bunch of stories told. The song about, Let Me Tell You About Me, Dear Old Mom, mm-hmm. is hilarious. It is hilarious. It is, it is silly, silly fun. There's some great bawdry songs on there. The Bishop and the Actress. I did not know that it is a British joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had no idea about that. Because all I could think of was In My Pants.
Right. Where, yeah. The Bishop is just like, that's what she said.
Yes.
Or ding, or, you know.
I had no idea. I had not, I don't think I've ever gotten soused enough around my British friends to have them say that. Or the bishop then said, or the actress then said.
As the bishop said to the actress.
As the bishop said to the actress, yeah. And I'm really a little sad. There's a few people I need to go buy a few drinks for.
There we go.
But
so, Never So Nice in the Morning, I've decided, is my new theme song.
It is a wonderful song. It is a little dour. So it is one of the tougher songs on the, there's two songs on that album which are a little, they're great songs. Like, every single song on that album is just smegging amazing. However, there are two songs, Why, which is what he opened with, and Never So Nice in the Morning. They're both like, they're great songs. But I'm just like, there's, the upbeat numbers are so much, they're such toe tappers. There's like, and I joke, it's like basically what hardcore would have been in like the 1910s.
Sure.
Well,
I mean, we have a friend who sort of, what do you want to call it, like slam polkas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
this was more waltz than polka, but yeah.
But it was still the same. It was, and what did he do? He did one song that, was it Different for Girls?
With the band. Oh, no. That was Is She Really Going Out With Him?
Is She Really Going Out With Him? Thank you.
Which was, oh my God, I had been waiting all night for him to play it. And when he didn't play it in the solo set, I was like, oh, that's disappointing. I mean, I realize it's his biggest hit and maybe he's fucking bored of it, you know. But then he did as the song before his finale.
Yes.
With the entire band, he did that song. And it was possibly the best rendition I've ever heard of that song.
I loved that version of that song. There are a couple things that were kind of worth the price of admission, and mm-hmm. hearing that with like a big band like that,
yeah,
was worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Stepping Out is, as intimate as it was, definitely worth the price of admission.
Sure. It very well done.
Insanely well done. Like I said, good. Worst Things Happen at Sea almost always brings me to tears, just because it is such just an adorable song.
Sure, I can see that.
But yeah, the album is what a racket. Joe Jackson does Max Champion, and it is...
Go find it. Seriously, it's good.
It is amazing, and it's... Thank you to Twisted Cat for coming with. The amount of people that I could actually get out on a Tuesday night to see polka music, or not polka, but to see, you know, music hall music... few and very, very fucking far between.
I'm delighted that I was able to come. So thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely welcome.
All right. So I've been Twisted Cat.
I've been Bystander Number One.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff. Flight boy and your flight boy sitting by the fire.